Okay, I want to talk to you a little bit about a very important, again, I saw one of these magazines, I mean, Mishpacha, one thing. A lady has a good question. A man, I'm not sure what the question is. The kid came back from Cheder. I want to have a Chumash Devarim and a Gemara Sukkah. Right. I think it's very, very important. And the Chumash Bamidbar, what about Tosfos? The kid came back from school, Cheder, and the Rebbe was talking about Gehenna. Oh, you're on a very, they're going to slice you and break you and roast you and chop you and torture you. He started saying part of Gehenna. He came back to not sleep at night. Terrified. Was that Rebbe right? What should be done? How do you teach a kid about Gehenna? That was the question there. So they went to three famous machanchim. Three rabbanim machanchim. What's their answer? What's their answer? Right. So I would leave three chairs over here. I would leave for them to come. Right. The first answer was, he doesn't sleep at night. Give him musa. He has to shape up. He has to face the reality of the Gehenna, and they roast, and they fry, and they torture, and they beat you. He has to face up to it. That's it. That's his answer. But he's not sleeping at night. That's Yiddishkeit. That's part of the emuna. Schar v'onish. That's one machanich. The two others agreed, more or less. They said that, talk about the beauty of Yiddishkeit, of mitzvahs, and tell them that the severe damage of averus and the beauty of observing, not doing averus, and the underplay the Gehenna. Don't talk about it. That won't be necessary. The beauty of Yiddishkeit. He won't do any averus. Won't want to do averus. The beauty of the Torah. Both answer that more or less same. But that, it's very nice stuff. I think you should do that. But that's being evasive and elusive. It's a fact of life. In Tzadik Boros Isha Shelo Yechtor. Right. In Tzadik Boros Isha Shelo Yechtor. And you gotta face the reality of Gehenna. Like the first guy said. Right. They said, be not gonna sleep at night. There's a reality of averus by most people. The Chaim Zonnenfeld said he's Mekane the Shagasarye. That I don't count this total brilliance. I mean, Shagasarye knew Kotar Ukul in 1 second. But they came, he was dying, they came to say Vidu. He's a kid to say Vidu. We'll talk about that. So I'm not saying Vidu. I never sinned. Ain't Tzadik Boretz, it's a Shalom Yechto. Everybody sinned. I'm not fooling anybody else. I didn't have time. There's six Rambams, they have to answer the right with Kasha. And what about this Frankel Rambam, he messed up. I'm very busy. If I would have time, maybe I would sin also. But I didn't have any time. So he said, the Chaim Zonnenfeld said, that I'm a kind of, that. He didn't have time to. Actually, you saw Moshe used to run. He went in, went out. He was so busy. He was so busy. Anyway, but then a person sins. So the second two answers are wrong. The answer is, I can't understand what's wrong with these people. Is it Gemara Sukkah? Gemara Sukkah? I can't understand what's wrong with these people. How do you deal with Gehenna? Also, there's another question. It says, as ponim, it's a Mishnah Novos. He's not going to say it. As ponim with Gehenna. Now, the Mishnah itself requires explanation. What does as ponim with Gehenna? What does it mean, as ponim with Gehenna? I heard Rav Shadron speak about this Mishnah, name of the Chofetz Chaim. Did he do an Avera or not? He did an Avera, go get him. He didn't do an Avera. So what's on his ponim with Gehenim? And if he did have Avera, goes anyway for Avera. What's Az Ponim? How do you translate Az Ponim? How do you have a translation in the Siddur? What's Az Ponim, huh?
Arrogance.
So what, did he do Avera or not? Why do you call it Az Ponim? Right. There's a Gemara in the Sukkah. They used to get together. Their happiest day. One of the happiest days is Kippur, happy day. Simchas HaSheva, and they would sing. And they would sing. Who would come? Who would come? So it has different songs for different people. Chassidim Vanshimaisa would come. Chassidim Vanshimaisa would come. So be Choygei Simchas HaSheva. And they would sing. Right. A second. Here. Mishli ro lo yo simcha miyono miyomok. Hasidu and Shemai saw you rocked in the shneyem. Vavukos. What was the song? What was the song? Terabanan. Anyway, Hasidim had one song. And Shemai said another song, Ve'elu, Ve'elu, Oimrim. The only fan that has a niggun on this is Chabad. And that it said, Ashrei mi sheloi choto. Ashrei mi sheloi choto. Umi shechoto. Umi shechoto. Yoshuv, Yoshuv. Yoshuv v'yimcholei or mi shechoto Yoshuv im tshuva. Yidu tshuva. Gehenim is worse than that first Rebbe said. It's worse. But yidu tshuva. Mi shechoto Yoshuv v'yimcholei. That's what they were saying. At the Simchas HaSheva. Correct. Chor Baruch Levin. Right. Yoshua v'yimcha oloi. You do tshuva. Five letter word. Easy. And maybe it's very hard to do tshuva. Is it so hard? Very complex. You come into Tavarim. Right. You do tshuva. Now sometimes tshuva needs some assistance. Yom Kippur does it. Yom Kippur. Machapalushovim. Now, as a pasuk in Nitzavim, I think there's a song on this. I once heard, right? A beautiful pasuk. The whole parsha, the machlokes rishonim, goes on Torah or goes on tshuva. Nitzavim by Shvi. You should know this pasuk over here. You do tshuva, right? Maybe it's hard to do tshuva, complicated. He says, no. Ki ha mitzvah zois. Ki koroi v'ilecho ha-dobo me'ed. V'ficho v'uvovcho ha-soisoi. It's very close to you, very easy for you. V'ficho, what's v'ficho? V'am b'an sev v'ficho. Vidoi. Right. You say a vidoi. V'uvovcho. Mash with the kapor of the vidoi. It has to be Vuvovcha also. La soy soy. It's easy. So you do a tshuva, say a vidu, and goodbye. No problem. Misha choto. Yosha v'yimcha oloi. The pasha starts before Kiyah Mitzvah Zoy. See the song on that? Kiyah Mitzvah Zoy. Lo Yechoy Kehi. I once heard something. Right. Not too popular that. I don't know why. They don't want to be Yoshua, could be. They don't want to be Yoshua. That's the Yoshua of Yimacholoi. Right. So where are these stupid mechanchim over there? Right. You tell a kid, comes home. He says, Daddy, Abba, is it true they're going to roast me and fry me? And chop me? No, you do tshuva. hot with you now. Say hot tossing, goodbye. Now. That's right. That's what you do. You say a vidui. My father was a real litvak. Litvaks are always very pessimistic. Right. If they're pessimistic, so they don't make fake bleachers to kill people when they're pessimistic. Anyway, very pessimistic. And he used to say vidui by Tachman every day. I said to my father, why are you saying vidui? It's Nusach Sfarad. Here they all say vidui every day. She said, I don't know. Every day could be my last day. Hear that? Optimistic, yeah? I want to be sure I don't go without vidui. But vidui is not an option. Vidui is a chiyuv. Like when you eat, what do you have to do? You have to eat, what do you have to do? Bench. You have very, you have to say vidui. It's a boch achoino. It's a chiyuv. They say vidui. And then that's gone. Yoshuviyim choloi. Sukkah nun gimel. This is one of the most beautiful stories. I'm going to put it in the next Megid. Most of the time I can't put. This is a beautiful story. That, Mamash, a beautiful story. It was the end of Yom Kippur. Then he used to say kneel early and wait. That was a son, actually going to Shita. Finish kneeling before Shkia. Then they wait. And it was late, the sun was setting. So Moshe Soloveitchik said to Yeshaber, looking out the window, said, Beryl, what do you see? I see a sun setting. I see Mechilas Avoinos. I see Mechilas Avoinos. And Kip is Machapir, he has the tshuva. He said, what do I see? I see Mechilas Avoinos. As a matter of fact, I see this guy after Yom Kippur hacking away in a shmesh with my Mario, hacking away. Apikurus. This is not Apikurus, I'm Horetz. What's he hacking away? No Averis anymore. He doesn't believe in it, it's not Apikurus. Right. They have printed poetry and songs from some Sofer. He wrote them after Yom Kippur. He was so deliriously happy. That he made songs after Yom Kippur. Everybody knew if you wanted a favor from the Rav Soloveitchik, it wasn't from big favor doers anyway, but he asked me after Yom Kippur. After Yom Kippur, V'hoi Yom Talmud Yisrael, Ki Yom Kippur, made Mechila V'Slicha. Sukkah, the whole Sukkah. So Mesheva is the party about Mechila Savoinos that everybody gets. So you can't make the party in Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to eat. The party in Mechila Savoinos is Sukkos. I think Rishonim say that. That is Rabbi Yishai Yisrael said, or Kesaroish, that is for most people. You know, very no. I'm not saying no big. Ashkeni shloichoto, mishachoto. You do tshuva, no gehenim. Oh, what's the odds pun with gehenim? Why is the odds pun with gehenim? He's not going to do tshuva. He's a balgaiver. That's odds pun with gehenim. Everyone else is a very is going to do tshuva. The odds pun him. That's the odds pun with gehenim. He won't do tshuva. He's an arrogant chalaria over here. And right, me averus, right? So he's not. That's as pound like him. He's not going to do tshuva. That's the pshat. Otherwise, it's a big deal. He called a dovim beficha above chalasoy soy. Chavetz Chaim said this once, and his shmu was in Radin. And at the end of Elul, Mashgiach there was hacking away how you work on tshuva and work, and he was saying it's going. We need chavat and kabbalah. So the steward, Chin Chavetz Chaim and the Mashgiach, He says, it's easy. Chot Chabal, that's what you have to have. And he's saying, you got to work the... So they went to ask Maftali Trop at the stereo. He says, no stereo at all. What did the Chabot Chaim say? All you need is Chavot and Kabbalah. Chavotah. He was in the word business. Yeah, Chavotah. Kabbalah. No stereo at all. Anyway, that is for most people. There is a chumash is also the Rach.
So how do you work on becoming not an Oz Ponim?
Not an Oz Ponim? How do you become not an Oz Ponim? Talk and learn with me. I'll show you what you know. Correct? I'll show you what you know. Correct? Or rather, what you don't know. That's how you become Oz Ponim. There's a guy, Rabban Kol was saying his Das Torah. And this guy, I know the guy's name, about what's going to go there. Chutzpah. Chaisnish. I don't know. Well, that Chaisnish you do know. And the Chaisnish you do know. He obviously, I don't know. In other words, I don't agree. Yeah, I don't know. No, Chaisnish you do. I tell you if I say it, yeah, Chaisnish. Yeah. That's how you become that other opponent. Correct. Now you have over here, very important, the Achilas Avoinos. Avada, you don't believe Apocurus. Right. Kvayoyim azeya chapra aleichem mikol chatei seichem v'fnei Hashem tilharo. Now, it has over here in Pinchas, Parshas Pinchas. Parshas Pinchas. Right, Parshas Pinchas. It says, by all the Musafim, it says, Sir Echod L'chatos L'chapar Aleichem. All of them. Sir Echod Chatos L'chapar Aleichem. Here it says, Sirizim Echod L'chapar L'chapar Aleichem. There's a word missing over here. Which word? Chatos. The word Chatos is missing over here. In Parshas Pinchas, which word is missing? Chatos is a chaper. So that's Kenim, means a Yerushalmi. Also, Ben Chanan and Lushashon, it means a Yerushalmi. It's missing the word Chatos. It's missing. So that's Kenim says, one second. Yeah. Pas Kenim. Second. Here. Second. Screen. Yeah. Do you show me? Second. What does Shalmi say? What happened to the Chatos? Yeah. What happened to the word Chatos? So he says, here, that's Canaan, Potik Lamed, Kapitel Chav Hes. He means a Medrash. There's no word Chatos over here. Ksiv Rabbi Yisroel, Siriz Mechod L'chaper. Ksiv L'chatos. Why? So he says, Devacher. There's no Chatos. Why no Chatos on Shuris? Shuris is no Chatos. Listen. I want to dig now. If you learn Torah, do you get Mechilas Avinos?
No.
Mishkibaltam Alechem Ol Torah. By mitzvahs, mala ani aleichem, kilo loy chatosim eolam. No mechila. No man, you never sin. You never sin at all. Mechila means sin and life is Yoshua v'yimcholoi. That's for balabatim. Mishachota Yoshua v'yimcholoi. Or for little boys. Well, you never sinned. Who sinned? He will chatos in the island. No chatos. It's a Rishalmi. The Rach means then Rosh Hashanah. I read it again. Dovachel fishahoy oz on Shavuos Yisrael Nekiyim. Mikol chatos. This is a medrash. It has a medrash. Rishalmi also. Another dig. Rosh Hashanah's dig I'm coming now. Mishikibalti aleichem al Torah. He didn't learn a word yet. He didn't learn a word. He sent in registration fee to Tomo. Mishikibaltem aleichem al Torah. Mailani aleichem kilichatosem eilam. And brings in the pious says that. Kablu malchus v'loy teshamu. We got that. That's the story I always show you from Chaim Volozhiner. That horrible story. Right. It's in Kesar Rosh, in back of the Siddur. A guy who's a Malamed, he made a deal with his best friend that if he dies, whoever dies first will come back and say what happens in the other world. So it's in Kesar Rosh. He died, he comes back, and he says, what's going there? He says, I'm having a problem, I didn't pay a debt. I owe money. But there is stores like that. The guy came back and told his friends, I owe Chaim Yankel $45. Mamish, it was like that. You know, that's documented stories. A friend of mine, Shapiro, same thing, came back. I borrowed a safe, I never gave it back. You hear that? The wife looks in the dead. Was that the friend's safer? Unbelievable. Anyway, I guess the Rosh. He said he died. A very good deed beside the money I owe. Then he says, what about your Mazana with Elisha's Ish? Whoa! You have it only today? Guess what he said? I learned at night, 3 hours at night, every night I learned. They didn't mention it. Not they forgave him. That's from the Lushan over here. You know that? It was not mentioned. So the Gemara in Sukkah is saying Yoshua v'yimchoil. No, it's not Yoshua v'yimchoil. Right. It never happened. We're not interested. Right. I'll give you an example. When I learned by the Rav, people came to him. I was a big Hanoi. A big Hanoi. That I should just throw me out of the shir. So he didn't want to throw me out of the shir. So he didn't forgive me on my averes. He just ignored it completely, like it never happened. Correct. He just ignored it, like it never happened over there. Okay. That is Kilchatosim Eilam. So, these three Machanchim, right? And the kid came terrified, petrified. He came petrified home from all the Gehenna discussions. Right, and he chopped and sliced and beaten. So, if you look in Rishis Chochma, that Rebbe said all that is not true. It's a minute part of Gehenna. You know that? Much worse. Much more horrible. That Rebbe, who was so vivid and graphic, underplayed Gehenna. It's much, much worse. However, Yoshev Yimcholoi, Omishachot, that's what he was singing, same as Hashieva. Yoshev, Dachnun Gimel and Sukkah. Right. That's for Balabatim. That's for Balabatim. Someone's learning. Vali has to do tshuva, but it's Lamafreya. I'll give you an example of the guy I know. No names, of course. He's a big Chassidish Rebbe today. Now, I know, as he went to movies as a bocha, whatever, it wasn't like today's movies, but still, there was no such tzaddik. When he became a rebel, what happens?
Mafreya.
Only shot it is. By me, it's Mekan Rabor Mafreya. Rabor Mafreya. But Mafreya! It's not my Lashon, it's the Lashon of Yerushalmi in Medrash. Myla ni aleichem, no! Kilo loy chatosem e oilom! Where is it? It's about a Toysvis on Pinchas. And I laid it to Rabbeinu Hanan on the side. In Yerushalmi, and it means Yerushalmi or Shoshana, the Chotes around over there. You find the Kesher Rosh with that story over here. Yes? But that is the Mechilas Avonos. That was the happiest day of Sukkot at Correct. How it works exactly by learning, but we have a hint. It's a Kibaltam Aleichem. What's Kibaltam Aleichem? It's like a Maisa Hektish. It's a Maisa Hektish. It's a Ramas Shemitah V'yoyu. Mishanot V'rucha in the Scottish Kodesh Kedoshim. And when you're Hektish, Hektish Mafkiyah Midei Shebod. Are you all slicing and chopping and cutting? Hektish Mafkiyah Midei Shebod. It's all gone. Mafkiyah Midei Shebod. And that is so that you should know that there's nobody I have in my that my megad right, about this, but that's very important to know. Right, you learn. Right, no problems at all. And if you don't learn, you have to do a very strong tshuva and yoshev yimchal loy. You don't go to Gehenna. There's also other machaprim for Gehenna. What's another machapr? I mentioned now Torah, Chesed,
Misa.
Misa, another machaprim. There's another case of machaper. Isha Ra, a bad wife. Isha Ra, any year of Gehenna. Isha Ra. Anyway, the story, I'm finishing it now. This guy, there was a girl in the city. Oh, witch. So that's what you found the story of Kesarosh here. He says, what's doing over there? In the other world. Page Tafshut Ches, back in the Mishachai magic. So he says, 18, so I need 18 rubles to pay up my choy. I can't go in. Hear that? Listen to this. Because 18 rubles. So they asked, I asked them, well, Hamaisam Aguna Begilia Rias spells it out. Hayidua Li Manasebach Mashalamariti Gimu Shois Lishma, which means you like to learn, Malaylo Machli Alze, but not the money. You don't have very little, you're that? Your money is not going to take it off. That not. And we finish the story over here. This girl in the city, she's a witch. There are such things like that. One guy, I'm not going to say the name, married a girl like that. Mama's a witch. I'm a Schaefer. A fool. He got divorced finally. Anyway, so nobody wants to read a Shidduch, of course. This really firm guy over there. I want to marry her. They tell her, this guy wants to marry you. Him. He's a city tzaddik. I'm a shadchan. He told me, call me, let a shidduch. So get married. The first week, she's making blueberry muffins every day, and blintzes, and steak for supper. And then she's knitting him a sweater, a cashmere wool, and mamish, at 12 o'clock at night, want some cookies and cake and tea. After 2 weeks, 3 weeks, he can't control himself. He says, you're supposed to be a witch. Machshefa. So she says, I know why you married me, because the Gemara says you married an evil woman, you don't go to Gehenna. In Gehenna you're going to go!